You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
One of our listeners stumbled over a passage with the phrase stumbled on and wrote to us about it.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And so it sounds like the listener who asked us about this was reading a book review in the Toledo Blade when they stumbled upon something kind of confusing.
You are exactly right. This is Alan from Adrian, Michigan, who was reading the book section of the Toledo Blade. It was a book review of Barbara Kingsolver's new novel, Unsheltered, which is about the lost history of a woman named Mary Treat. There was a photo of Barbara Kingsolver, and under the photo is the caption, "Barbara Kingsolver, one of America's hardiest novelists, stumbled on the lost history of Treat." And Alan wrote and said, "I immediately assumed that they were not impressed with her book and was prepared to move on, but then went back and looked at it again and realized that they should have said, stumbled onto the lost history of Treat. I almost didn't bother to read the article just because of that poorly written sentence."
So he thought that she faltered, I guess, and when in actuality, she kind of randomly found this history, right?
That's exactly right. So the question being, when she stumbled on this long history, is it that she, as you put it, faltered? She stumbled. She lost her footing, as in didn't do a good job. Or did she stumble on it, as in come across it by chance? And the reviewer, of course, meant the latter, that she stumbled on it by chance. The question it raises is, did the reviewer use the wrong preposition? And I love these questions because I have never thought about the prepositions after stumble before, but once I started thinking about them, I was struck by how many choices I have. You can stumble on something, you can stumble onto it, you can stumble upon it, you can even stumble across it. Some of these mean about the same thing. Some of them mean different things. If you stumble in or into something, that usually has a more physical meaning.
You're running into something. You're tripping over it.
Yeah, exactly. You stumbled into the room. There's a physicality to that. But stumble on, stumble upon, stumble onto can all be physical and they can be metaphorical. So stumble, obviously, to miss one's footing. And very early on in the history of this word, it took on metaphorical meanings. By the 16th century, it has already come to mean to come upon something unexpectedly. Early on, you already see variation in the preposition. So you have 1555, someone stumbles on the truth. 1815, someone stumbles upon a passage. Already getting this variation. Merriam-Webster says stumble across, on, upon, all mean exactly the same thing. Now, as I was thinking more about this, I realized I have a question for you. I'm going to give you two sentences. Let's see if you feel like there's any difference. She stumbled onto the truth. She stumbled upon the truth.
Okay, so for stumbled onto the truth, I definitely get that sort of physical feeling. Like she was walking along and she ran into the truth and she fell down. But stumble upon definitely sounds more like she randomly found this bit of truth or by chance.
And I realized I also have a distinction that she stumbled onto the truth. There's this way in which it suggests that she was looking and there was a search process there, and then she stumbled onto it. But she stumbled upon it, to me, feels like she could have been doing something completely different, and then she happened to stumble upon the truth. Now, stumble over, pretty much always going to be negative. Stumble across is on the rise. We're really liking that preposition across right now.
I can't think of how I would use that, stumbled across.
Oh, I stumbled across your name when I was reading this.
Oh, I see. I came across it. I see.
I came across it.
Yep.
Now, to go back to Alan's question, I do think it's fair to say that stumble on is ambiguous. It could be either came across by chance or you messed up. If the writer had wanted to be unambiguous, stumble upon would have been unambiguous. But I wouldn't want to say that stumble on is wrong. It just clearly could trip someone up, so to speak.
Well, Anne, you never know what language questions our listeners will stumble upon. They're always so good. Thank you so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.